Come, Holy Ghost, our souls inspire, enlighten with celestial fire. Thou, the anointing Spirit art, who dost thy sevenfold gifts impart. Thy blessed unction from above is comfort, life, and fire of love. Enable with perpetual light the dullness of our mortal sight. Amen. Before ascending into heaven, Jesus tells his disciples he will not leave them comfortless. After he ascends, they remain in Jerusalem. They gather, they pray, and they wait. They wait for the power from on high that he will send them. For Jesus promises to send them the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the one who will abide with them, be the presence of Jesus with them always. And so on the 50th day after Easter, on the day of Pentecost, there is a tremendous sound, like the rush of a violent wind. It fills the house where they are staying. Divided tongues as of fire rest on them. And all are filled with the Holy Spirit. They speak in languages not their own. They speak in these languages as the Spirit gives them ability. People from every corner of the world hear those followers of Jesus speak in their own native languages. Not surprisingly, the loud sound that morning draws the attention of those gathered in the city. And some accuse Peter of being drunk. I don't know what you think of his defense, but he denies it, saying, "It's only 9 in the morning." But then Peter goes on to preach. And he does so by quoting the prophet Joel. Peter says that God's Spirit will be poured out on all flesh. All people will receive the power of God to prophesy. They will see visions. They will dream dreams. All people will see the power of God, and everyone will be saved by God. The descent of the Holy Spirit unites all people, forming them into community. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we are incorporated by baptism into the body of Christ, the church. And by the Holy Spirit, we are given gifts to also carry on the mission of Jesus. And the promise of that Pentecost is that the Holy Spirit transcends human divisions. The Word of God is heard each in their own language. The barriers of understanding are dismantled. People from all corners of the world are united by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit forms those first followers of Jesus into a community, gathers them into the household of God, and sends them into the world as witnesses to the death and resurrection of Jesus. Through the Spirit, they become his body on earth. They are empowered to act in his name, to be his hands, his feet, his mouth in the world. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, the lives of those first followers of Jesus are utterly and completely transformed. After they receive the Holy Spirit, they leave behind their locked room, they leave behind all their fears, and they go into the world proclaiming Jesus crucified and raised from the dead. They do the very things that Jesus did. They teach, they preach, they heal, and through them, the face of the world is changed. As it says in one of my favorite hymns, hymn 507, which we will sing later in this liturgy, tell of how the ascended Jesus armed a people for his own, how 100 men and women turned the known world upside down to its dark and furthest corners by the wind of heaven blown. In our time, the world certainly seems upside down, but not by heaven blown, not by the action of the Holy Spirit, not, I think, in the ways that God intends. In our time, we are very dangerously divided politically, that division marked by vitriol and hatred and even sometimes violence. Economic injustice rages, oppressing many. White supremacy is strong and alive and active, and even in places being enshrined into law. The LGBTQ community is scapegoated. Women's health care is restricted, all by some politicians for their gain. And so many people in this age feel alienated and lonely, deprived of meaningful relationships, not part of communities of belonging. For many in our world, hope is in short supply, and there is strong anxiety. In our own parish, we have our challenges. We continue the hard work of recovery after years of pandemic. I don't need to tell you, we have been changed. We wonder what the future holds for us. And I suspect we do that with some anticipation and excitement. What new thing is God doing? But we probably also, if we're honest, do that with some of our own worry and anxiety. Pentecost is the day to turn to God, the Holy Spirit, to pray for the guidance and the wisdom of the Spirit. Facing a changing world, I invite us to be committed to pray for discernment, to pray that we know where the Spirit is leading us. May we use the considerable gifts and the great power the Holy Spirit bestows to follow where God leads, to go where the winds of heaven blow us. May we be so inflamed with God's love by the action of the Holy Spirit that we witness boldly, that we proclaim God's love through our deeds as well as our words. The reality is that the Holy Spirit that descended that first day of Pentecost dwells with us too. We have received the same Spirit breathed on those first followers of Jesus. The Spirit is with us as close as our breath. And the Spirit calls us sometimes in that still, small, quiet voice, and sometimes, like in our lesson today, with that loud, rushing wind. But the Spirit calls. And it is the Holy Spirit that allows us to praise God, the Spirit that prays within us when we are unable to pray ourselves, the Spirit who equips us with the gifts that we need to minister to the world in Christ's name. The Spirit comforts us when we are disconsolate, discouraged. The Spirit rejoices with us in times of joy. The Spirit leads us into all truth and imparts wisdom. And the Spirit binds us together. It heals. The Spirit reconciles. The Spirit works in and through us that we can be agents of God's reconciling love. And ultimately, the Spirit leads us to the throne of grace, gathering us at the last with all the saints to worship God for eternity. And so in this time of uncertainty, of challenge, let us commit ourselves to pray. Pray that the Spirit enlightens, illumines our minds, opens our hearts to God's call. As we do the hard work before us, let us turn to God in prayer, intentionally asking the Holy Spirit where we are being led. May the Spirit show us how we are called in this time, in this place, to respond to the needs and challenge of this world. Let us ask the Spirit what work and ministry we are invited to share in, how the Spirit is equipping us with gifts and power to undertake God's call. Let us ask the Spirit who the people are that the Spirit wants us to invite to this community. Who are those in need of God's love, those that the Spirit is sending us out to meet and to know? The Holy Spirit is imparted in baptism, giving us, the baptized, gifts to live as God calls. Today is one of the days appointed in the Book of Common Prayer for baptism, and so in a few moments we will renew our own baptismal covenant, recommitting ourselves to this demanding way of life. Renewing our baptismal covenant means we will promise to continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and the prayers, that we promise to persevere in resisting evil, and when we sin, repent and return to the Lord, that we promise to proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ, that we promise to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbor as ourself. And we promise we will strive for justice and peace among all people, respecting the dignity of every human being. I'm struck whenever we renew our baptismal covenant by the response. The response that we make to these promises is, I will, with God's help. I know that I can only embrace this life by the power of the Holy Spirit. We cannot faithfully live this high calling by our will alone. We cannot live the baptismal life in isolation, but do so in community, relying on community, on the household of God in this place. We rely on God for the strength to live these promises together. And so let us claim the power of the Holy Spirit to do the work, the ministry, that God has entrusted to us, that we are God's witnesses to the ends of the earth. Through the Holy Spirit, let us discern our call to live as Christ's body in this place, that through us the world is transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. By the activity of the Spirit, let us be agents of God's healing and reconciliation, working to heal all our divisions, working to usher in God's love, God's justice. And may we welcome the Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we are transformed into the people God creates us to be. By the strength of the Holy Spirit, let us not shrink back from this moment, but claim the power that is given us for the work, for the ministry that God entrusts to us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon us, your servants, the forgiveness of sin, and have raised us to the new life of grace. Sustain us, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give us an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. Amen.